That Vladimir Putin won in a landslide with nearly 90% of the vote was the most fraudulent and corrupt in the country's history. Golos, or Voice, said the election that ended Sunday could not be considered genuine because the campaign took place with the fundamental articles of the Russian Constitution not in effect. Ukrainians also criticized the Russian presidential elections Monday, VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
President Vladimir Putin sealed his control over Russia for six more years with a highly orchestrated landslide in an election that followed the harshest crackdown on the opposition and free speech since Soviet times. Ukrainians in Kyiv commented on the Russian elections. This is Ludmila Loyko, a pensioner from Kyiv. I feel sorry for Russia because of its current state. Even though they bomb us every day, I don't hold any grudge against them. I just pity them. They are foolish. Western leaders denounced the election as a sham, while President Volodymyr Zelensky especially criticized voting in Ukrainian areas that Russia has illegally annexed. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The UN says famine is imminent in northern Gaza as Israel launches another raid on its main hospital. The World Food Program's chief economist Arif Hussein says there is a danger famine will hit the rest of Gaza, too.
If displacements continue, if we are not able to bring enough food and access people, the report says that there is a famine which could even happen in the rest of the country by July 24.
For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Airstrikes today in the Pakistan-Afghanistan border region. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Officials say Pakistani airstrikes